All right, the Eagles are a great team. They got a shot to win it all. The next game, of course, against Washington. The last game, nerve-wracking, exhilarating, phenomenal. About that game and more, let's talk to the Eagles head coach as the Birds continue to march on. Of course, the Eagles in Washington on Sunday. And congratulations goes out to the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick, congrats on the win. I mean, what was the experience like for you coaching in that game, the crazy weather, the adversity, the intensity, pulling it out? What was it like to coach in a game like that from your perspective?
You know, we treat every game exactly the same. I know that's boring, but we treat every game exactly the same. Now, that doesn't mean that when the snow's on the ground, it doesn't bring you back to childhood memories of how cool it would be to play and coach in those days. Are in those things, but and then those elements. But we, you know, we went about our business, played the game how we needed to play the game to win. And it's fun. You know, it was a great win, and it's kind of cool to see the guys, you know, celebrating in the snow after they make plays. And all it did is make us hungry to get another one.
Nick, in a fourth quarter scenario like what it became in the final couple minutes, do you have time to be nervous? And what I mean by that is, like, millions of us were living and dying with every play. We don't have to call signals or, you know, substitutions. Like, do you have time? Do you feel nervous in moments like that? Or do you just have to stay so locked in that that perspective doesn't even enter your mind?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think, your nerves come before the game. Once you get in the game, you're in your routine. You're in the things that you do. You go through your process, so your mind is locked in on, it can't be locked in on being nervous, because you're locked in on what you have to do and what the guys are doing and how you need to win the football game. Now, to that, you know, my brother was talking to me and said, you know, I just walked around the city for about, he wasn't at the game, he was in with his daughter in Columbus, Ohio. He's like, I just walked around the city of Columbus for the last 2 hours pacing because I couldn't watch the game. So I think that's more of a, you know, a spectator thing, I think, at the end of the day, because, you know, you have to be so locked in and focused on what you have to do to help your team win, playing, coaching, everything. And so you don't have time to do that. And so you're just locked into the moment at the end of the day.
Nick, we watched Jalen Carter locked in, and he's just good beyond good, like legendary good. How different is it coaching a guy like that, a legendarily good guy?
Yeah, you know, he made some huge plays in that game, and it just in huge moments. He's special, and I think the things that, obviously, he's highly talented. And with his athletic ability, with his size, with his, you know, everything. But what goes unnoticed, I think, sometimes is his football IQ and his football instincts. I think that takes him to another level of, you know, the type of player that he is. He just has great instincts to where the football is, how to get to the quarterback, how to get to the quarterback on a single team, how to get to the quarterback on a double team, you know, how to take the football away. And I think those things are the things that have made him, have a special year. And he just continues to get better. Again, you combine talent with toughness. You combine talent with football instinct. You combine talent with, you know, loving the game of football. And you're going to get a guy that continues to get better, and I think that's what we're seeing with Jalen.
Yeah, you talk about instincts, and then you can talk about study, and what we saw from Jalen was changing the play at the line of scrimmage. You know, our quarterback is studied up and getting in the right play at the right time. Coach, if you had to guess, what percentage of the time does Jalen end up changing stuff up at the line of scrimmage?
You know, quarterback has to do a lot at the line of scrimmage. He has to get the protection call from the offensive line. He's got to change things there. You know, sometimes it's not just changing a play. You know, sometimes it's changing, you know, the direction the line may be going
in.
You know, and so that's pretty standard. And I think that, you know, he does a lot of things well to get us in and out of plays. And I think that's really a tribute to Jalen. And how his mind works at the line of scrimmage. And so he's just done a great job of helping us get into in and out of right plays, to help us, you know, I know, you know, there's run looks that he gets us into a certain look that allows those to go for a big play. It's never just one person in this game that makes big plays happen, right? It takes everybody. It takes the entire team. And that's what's so cool about football. And Jalen's doing a really nice job of getting us in and out of plays.
And I agree. And we saw a lot of him doing the conservative thing in this game, changing the plays but doing conservative things. And it felt like he was eating it so often against the Rams. Why did it feel like he was eating it instead of throwing it away more often than not?
You know, Jalen's made so many plays, extending plays. And I think that sometimes, you know, you see a sack and you're like, man, that sack killed us, that sack, right? And it's never just one thing of why a sack happens, right? There's many things that contribute to a sack. But Jalen knows he can get out of a lot of things, and he has gotten out of a lot of things, meaning he's been able to extend plays so well, you know, and extend plays and throw the ball down the field, extend plays and run the ball down the field. Sometimes those get overlooked. Okay, we took 5 sacks or whatever it was, 7 sacks in the game. But how many times did he extend the play and make a bigger play out of it that if he would have thrown it away, wasn't there? And so that he has this ability, this uncanny ability to do that. And you never want to take that away from a guy. Now you don't want to take a lot of sacks either. So there's a fine line in that. But he makes way more plays than sacks taken. So again, you live with that a little bit, and like I said, I just can't say enough good things about how well Jalen's playing and taking care of the football and getting us in and out of plays, making big plays in moments that we need it, big runs, big throws. You don't win 16 games in a year and your quarterback not playing efficient, solid football, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Nick Sirianni here with us right now. Nick, more on Jalen. How's the knee? And do you expect him to practice tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, that we obviously play that each day. You know, I know he'll do everything he can do to be at his top strength. I know he's a warrior. I know he will get himself ready to go. And we'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow where he is and where the rest of the guys are when we get there.
Are you preparing game plan wise, confident that he will definitely play, or is there some uncertainty there?
Yeah, you know, you prepare for everything. He came back in the game, played in the game. We're preparing as, you know, with him being the quarterback, just like you go through each week. So, like I said, we'll see tomorrow where everybody is, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell, do you get a sense yet on his status?
We'll see.
No, I know.
We'll see tomorrow, and I hate not answering your guys' questions.
I understand,
but we're there. We're not there yet. You know, we play everything day by day,
sure.
and we're really hopeful, and. You know, I know, again, Q's going to do everything he can do to get himself ready to go and be at top speed.
Nick, why does it feel like offensively the tempo offense seems to open things up for us?
Yeah, you know, a couple different reasons for that. I'm not going to get into too much of that, but, you know, we've been successful at our tempo offense for the last couple years. And always been an emphasis for us of, you know, going fast. I think Jalen does a really nice job of, you know, playing fast at the line of scrimmage, communicating the call to everybody, and defenses now has to, you know, they have to react, right? They don't have time to huddle up. They don't have time to recognize formations. They don't have time to call out, hey, it's first and 10, or expect this, or expect that. They got to get the call in and get everybody on the same page there, and then react to the play. So it's just been something that I think that we've excelled at as an offense for, you know, the last couple of years, and Jalen does a really nice job when he's at the line of scrimmage.
So much goes into getting ready for these games. The extra day of practice for the Commanders, how much does that help them this time of year?
You know, you never know, like, how they use that day. Did they use that day for rest? Did they use that extra day? Like, at this point in the year, you know, you're trying to get everybody healthy to get to the game. So it might be an extra day of rest, but I'm not sure they get an extra day of practice. I mean, we'll see how that goes. We'll see. They have to put out a report anytime they practice anyway, so we'll see what they do with that. I think we had an extra day going into L.A. They have an extra day going here into the L.A. game. They have an extra day here. We'll be ready. I know they'll be ready.
Nick, you sticking with Jake Elliott for Sunday? Obviously, a lot of missed kicks lately. You sticking by him?
Yes, for sure. For sure. You know, he's 6 for 6 in the playoffs on field goals and in adverse conditions. I got a lot of faith in Jake, and I know he's clutch when we need him to be clutch.
Does he have confidence issues?
No, I think Jake is pretty solid. I think if to see a guy miss a kick and then come back, I think it shows the exact opposite, actually. Like, to see a guy miss a kick and then come back under those circumstances and the conditions. Again, we'll never use the conditions as an excuse, but the conditions were the conditions. It's going to make it more difficult for any kicker to kick the ball. And I think it showed, again, like I said, it shows just the opposite. You know, he misses an extra point early in the game and then nails 3 field goals. So I think it shows just the opposite, that he is able to put the next, embrace the adversity, put it in the past and play the current play. And that's what I love about Jake.
Sure. And facing Jaden Daniels, up and coming young quarterback, what makes Jaden Daniels so good?
Yeah, obviously he's having a phenomenal year. We've seen it watching it from afar. We've seen it in person, and this guy's a really good player. As we all see, I think he does a good job of being able to extend plays. He does a good job of reading plays out and being accurate with throws. It looks like he's a good player. He's a really good player, and we'll have to be ready to contain him in this game.
Nick, final thing here. I know you like to keep it very similar week by week. I'm curious if demands on you have increased yet with the team deeper in the playoffs now. I mean, we know Super Bowl week, things are just, wildly different. Have things kicked in yet in a different way, media-wise and otherwise, to create, differences for you?
Yeah, we keep it similar. I think I have one more press conference this week than I normally do. I think that's the rule, is that I got to do one on Thursday. So instead of Wednesday, Friday, I got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we'll keep it at that.
Gotcha. Yep. All right, Nick, good luck on Sunday. Needless to say, you got millions of people behind you and your squad for this game, and the city's really excited and proud of what you guys have accomplished, and the absolute best of luck for the game Sunday versus Washington.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you
coach.
Got it. There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. All right, 215-592-9494. Well, the one newsworthy thing from there, sticking by Jake Elliott. It's just flat out, immediate answer.
And that they're planning to have Hurts this week, more or less. I mean, he didn't say it exactly, but he was like, all's normal, kind of.
Yeah, but he also doesn't.
He finished the game. That's a huge.
Yeah, I didn't read it quite the same the way you did, James. I certainly expect Jalen to play.
That's the way I heard it.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll see.
It doesn't sound like he's worried. And way I look at that is, this time of year, everyone really does hurt in some way. It's the playoffs, and people have all sorts of injuries.
I think Jalen's
contending
playing.
With.
Yeah, I think
he's going to play.
Well, he's going to play.
And I think he's going to look fine while he plays. And I think he will run, and I think he'll run fast. I think he'll break tackles. I hope he finishes
in
a responsible way and doesn't finish forward where his head could get hit. But I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with the way he can move.
All right.